woke up on Sunday morning. Hello there, good morning. Hope you had a nice night. My name is Oluwa Pelumiawe, and I'm your host on this podcast channel, CareerCapsule.podbean.com. This is where I share with you career success tips. This is a place where I share with you tips that will help you move up as you move on in life. We are in the second half of this year. Let me say that welcome to the second half of this year. We are in the second half of year 2017. Can I ask you, how was the first half? How was the first half? For some, the first half was tough. For some, the first half was rough. For some, the first half was bad. For some, the first half was nothing to write home about. But for others, the first half was cool. The first half was good. The first half was really nice for them. Now, there are two things I need to do to watch out for here. If Team A beat Team B 4-0 in the first half, and Team A feels that he has done all that is required of him and begins to relax in the second half, Team A might get beaten if Team B is determined enough. But if Team B accepts defeat, accept that they can't do anything again, and then Team A has already won and Team B has lost even before the second half begins. Hear this today, this morning, that no matter what happens to you in your first half, whatever has happened, it's high time you pick up your bed. High time you begin to do all that is required of you to recover this second half of this year. I don't know what you have lost in the first half, because the reason why you have not lost everything in the first half is a pointer that there is something that can still come out of you. Even if you have lost anything, be appreciating God that you have not lost everything. Understand the reality that God has given you a second chance to make things work for yourself in this second half this year 2017. Let me share with you three R's that will help you as you step up this year. The first is to reconnect. Who am I reconnecting with? Reconnecting to God. Because your prosperity is not a function of your profession. Yeah. It's a function of God's grace on your life. God should be the source of your resource. It should be the source of your resource. It should be the source of your resource. So connect to God who has plenty. Number two is to re-strategize. To put your plans down. To see the place that didn't work. To see the one that didn't work. To see the one that can work. To see the things that went wrong. To see the things that didn't go well. To see the things that impeded your success. To see the things that will help you achieve success as you move on in life. To see some friends that didn't help you in the first half. To send them away. To bring to yourself new friends. To reset your formula. To reset your formula. To reset the things that you have always done before. To check if one thing or the other is wrong. To sit down and strategize. To work it till it works out. To sit up. To see things for yourself, to make things work for you. That is what you need to do now to make the best of this year. To get the best of the second half of this year. 2017 must not go like 2016 did. You must make impact this year. You must do the things that you have always planned to do. All the things you wrote down in January, you must achieve them this year. But if you have not started them, it's not bad. I've seen people build houses within 3 months. So if you have not built yours, you can start making plans to do so. All the money you've wasted, let's accept you have wasted them. Now begin to make plans to recover. Tell yourself you will recover no matter what. Tell yourself that it's possible for you to recover no matter what. And that is what I want you to do in this second half. Number three is to respond. You see, a lot of times we react, we don't respond. And it takes a mature person to respond to situations. I like you to take courage this morning and begin to respond to that situation. Don't react. But respond. Respond with all confidence. Respond with all honesty. I tell you fast, that this year will be the best ever for you. Whosoever has left you behind, you might still overtake the person. if the person is not careful. All right? Yeah. So I'd like you to take three things from here that you need to reconnect, re-strategize, and respond. My name is Oluwakolomi Awe, and I believe you've gained something this morning. I compare events, I think solutions, I plan events, I also speak at events, I train people now to speak publicly, and I also help people set out their problems and try to propose solutions to them. I believe you've gained something. If you have questions or you want to engage me, you can contact me through 080-36-80-2193. Till I come your way next week Monday, I wish you success. I wish you great day. God bless. Father, but I gotta take a chance. Oh, I'm all